Turn up the volume. We're crossing live to the sports desk. What's fresh? What's making waves? Let's find out.
Right, let's do that straight away. Let's head across to Logan Swinkles at the sports desk. And Logan, Scotty Scheffler gets to design the menu this time round at the Masters.
Yeah, I thought, you know, we're half an hour out from midday, getting close to lunchtime. So just thought I'd make our listeners all a little bit hungry going through the Masters Club dinner that Scheffler has designed. It came out, I think, a couple of weeks ago, but because we're only a week out, let's get into it. The entrees, cheeseburger sliders served Scotty style. Now, there's a lot of debate on Twitter about what that actually means. I think the more common answer seems to be protein style. So, you know, no carb wrapped in a lettuce leaf. And then firecracker shrimp with sweet Thai chili and sriracha mayo. I'm a big fan of sriracha mayo, not so much seafood. But then there's also the next course. It's a four-course menu, tortilla soup, which I've never had it before. Man, it is good. Comes with avocado, crispy blue tortilla strips, sour cream, cilantro, and lime. Then the main, you get a Texas ribeye steak or blackened redfish, served with family-style mac and cheese, jalapeno creamed corn, fried Brussels sprouts, and seasoned fries. So that's all served family-style. And then the dessert, man, this is one I would get behind, Smithy. I more commonly call it a pizookie, so a pizza cookie, but a warm chocolate chip skillet cookie with cookies and cream ice cream. That just sounds incredible.
It does sound mouthwatering, I've got to say. The fried Brussels sprouts interest me. I hope there's a little bit of bacon or a bit of onion with them just to season them a wee bit. But I'm not likely to have it because I haven't won the Masters, but it sounds like a hell of a menu to me.
Yeah,
to be perfectly honest. So, very cool. Very cool. They don't eat that well on the sales NBL, but they're still signing players, aren't they?
Yes, they are. I'll very quickly go through that because there is some other player, well, not player movement, but news happening in the NFL that I want to get to. The Franklin Bulls, their GM this year is Mika Vekona. He's making some moves, signing out of Europe Ricky McGill and also Jamal Brantley. Staying, as we've heard and stumped earlier. So that's cool that he's going to stick around. Kaya Isaac is going to the Canterbury Rams. Caleb Smiler is going to the Otago Nuggets. More to come. We'll definitely be focusing on that a little bit more as the season creeps onto us next month. And then Smithy, in the NFL, Lamar Jackson has requested a trade from the Baltimore Ravens. He's one of the primary focuses of the 2023 NFL offseason after playing the most recent season on his fifth-year option of his rookie contract. Negotiations on an extension have stalled after Baltimore placed a non-exclusive franchise tag on Jackson. What that means is that other players are allowed to negotiate with Lamar, but Baltimore retain a right to match the offer or receive two first-round picks if he were to depart. Now, today, earlier this morning, Jackson sent out a series of tweets, beginning with a letter to my fans representing the course of recent events from his vantage point, saying that he had requested a trade from Baltimore on March 2nd. And then Ravens coach John Harbaugh had this to say in response.
I'm excited, thinking about Lamar all the time, thinking about him as our quarterback. We're building our offense around that idea, and I'm just looking forward to getting back to football, and I'm confident that's going to happen. You got two sides that appreciate each other here, you know, and I think you know, Lamar believes in us, and we believe in Lamar, and we know where we want to go forward. So it's a monetary thing. That can be figured out. That can be worked out. That's just a matter of negotiating, and I think we just continue down that road, and eventually it'll work out. There's always going to be creative ways to figure that stuff out.
And the creative ways around that, Smithy, unlike a lot of players, Lamar Jackson, he actually represents himself. He doesn't have an agent. So I don't know if that's going to make things a little bit stickier or easier. Hard to say, but things are at a bit of a stalemate with Baltimore right now.
I hope he's got a good lawyer if he hasn't got an agent. Okay.